Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good, I'm glad to hear. And did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer settlement?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Did you already have an attorney assisting you, or have you signed any paperwork yet?
No.
Okay, no worries. And have you used the hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Excuse me.
Have you used hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, were you diagnosed with anything after using hair relaxer, any type of cancer?
Ovarian.
Ovarian cancer. And again, I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know when you were diagnosed with that?
Was December 2022. I mean 23, I'm sorry.
No worries. December of 23. Do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Allison Grubbs was my OBGYN, and Dr. Helen Ross was my oncologist.
Okay. What was the second doctor's name?
Helen Ross, Dr. Helen Ross.
Okay. Was that Tyler D. Ross?
Helen Ross?
You said Helen?
Yes.
Okay, I apologize for that. Okay, I do see a Helen Ross. Okay, and what clinic or hospital were you diagnosed in?
Rush University Medical Center.
Okay. And was this, let's see here. I see one, the one on West Harrison Street in Chicago.
I'm sorry.
Was this the one in Chicago, Illinois?
Yes. It was
Okay.
1653 West Congress Parkway, Chicago, Illinois, 60612.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. 1653 West Congress Parkway. Perfect. Okay. And so you were diagnosed in Illinois. Did you also use the hair relaxers in Illinois?
Yes.
Yeah, how many times a year would you say that you used it?
Maybe. I've been using it for like 4 consecutive years.
Okay. For 4 years. Okay. And how many times a year would you use it, the hair relaxers? Was it at least 4 times?
The year, maybe, yes, 5.
Okay, about 5. Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what was your date of birth?
10/28/89.
Okay, again, that was 10/28/1989. Okay, and were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or any Lynch syndrome?
Just ovarian cancer.
Okay. Do you know anyone else that used hair relaxers and was affected in the same sense?
Excuse me.
Do you know anyone else that used hair relaxers and was affected?
That not that I know of.
Okay. No worries. Okay. And when did you start using the hair relaxers? Do you remember the year?
It was January 2016. Yes.
Okay.
2016.
Okay. So around January 2016, and when was the very last time that you used them?
December 2022.
Okay. December of 2023. And where did you use the hair relaxers? Was this a salon or was this at home?
Home.
Okay. Do you know what kind of product you use? I know the popular ones are Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal.
Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal.
Okay. No worries. And what type of treatment did you receive for this? Was there chemotherapy, radiation?
It was chemotherapy, partial, I can't pronounce the word, OOPHORECTOMY.
Okay.
Yeah. And chemotherapy and other medication, it removed my left ovary, which had the tumor.
I see, I see. And you said that was your left ovary as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, I am so sorry to hear. Do you know when you got all of the treatment? Was that around the same time in December of last year?
Yes, December 2023.
Okay.
December the 20th, 2022.
Okay. December 20th, 2023. Okay. And what doctor treated? Was that Helen Ross as well?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Okay.
My OBGYN doctor, it was Allison Gross.
Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me as well?
Female.
Perfect. And then I have your first name spelled Leticia. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I have last name Holmes, Holmes. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. Did you have a middle name?
Did I have who?
A middle name?
No.
Okay. No worries. And then your social?
You have to have that right now?
We do require it to be able to pull those medical records, but if you just wanted to give the last four, that's completely fine.
1-7-8-2.
Okay. 1-7-8-2.
I can't remember.
No worries.
I gotta look on my phone.
Okay, so I have 1782. And then I have your email as firstnamelastname23@gmail.com and your phone number is 773-999-0330. Is all that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then what was the best address?
8929 South Ellison Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60620.
Okay. What was the street name one more time? 8929 South what?
Eggleston.
Okay, perfect. So again, that's 8929 South Eggleston Avenue, and that's in Chicago, Illinois, 60620, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, was there an apartment number? Is this a house?
It's a house.
Okay, perfect. And do you have the medical records for the diagnosis?
No.
No worries. The hospital, what I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and then we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. What do you say?
Sorry. We do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
My sister.
Okay. And what was your sister's name?
Lachey.
Shay. Was she Holmes as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's the best phone number for Lachey?
872-202-1084.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
That's completely fine. So what this DocuSign is for is it's just signing electronically, but what it's for is it's giving the attorneys your consent for them to go ahead and pull those medical records, see if they can get that settlement started for you. Do you want this sent to your emails or to your text messages? Do you have a preference?
You can send it to my text message.
Okay. I'll make sure to put that on text. Now, before I do send it out, I want to verify the information on here just to make sure. I have first name spelled Leticia, last name Holmes, Holmes. I have address is 8929 South Eggleston Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60620. I have your date of birth as October 28th of 1989, and then your social is 1782. Is all that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent that out as a text message. Let me know when you do receive that, okay?
Yes. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then you're just going to go ahead and tap on that link and tap on those yellow fields. It should have first a continue or start button, and then it'll walk you through the finish button. If you have any issues, just let me know. I'll stay on the line.
Okay. Hello.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. I did just receive that on my end here. Now, the attorneys are going to reach out within 48 hours. They're just going to verify some of the information that we went over today. It should be a fairly quick call. Once they do reach out, obviously, if you have any questions, any concerns, you can always reach out to them or myself. Before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay, sounds perfect. Well, thank you again for your time, Leticia. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and thank you again, okay?
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.